Hey, baseball fans, go yard with BetMGM, the sportsbook born in Vegas. Enjoy top odds on your favorite home run bets, fast and convenient ways to play same-game parlays, special boosts and tokens, and so much more. From the first pitch to the game-winning fireworks, there are more ways than ever to supercharge your excitement. Download the BetMGM app and get your piece of MLB action. BetMGM is an official partner of Major League Baseball. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. See BetMGM.com for terms. 21 plus only. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER available in the U.S. For New York, 8778-HOPE-NY. Or text HOPE-NY-467-369. For Arizona, 1-800-NEXT-STEP. For Massachusetts, 1-800-327-5050. For Iowa, 1-800-BETS-OFF. For Puerto Rico, 1-800-981-0023. First bet offers for new customers only. All other promotions for existing customers. Subject to eligibility requirements. In partnership with Kansas Crossing Casino and Hotel. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
We interrupt this program to bring you an important Wayfair message. Wayfair's got style tips for every home. This is Styles McKenzie helping you make those rooms sing. Today's style tip. When it comes to making a statement, treat bold patterns like neutrals. Go wild, like an untamed animal print area rug under a rustic farmhouse table from Wayfair.com. Arr, fierce. This has been your Wayfair style tip to keep those interiors superior.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
6 months from now, you could be running a 5K, booking that dream trip, or seeing thicker, fuller hair every time you look in the mirror. Through Hers, you can get dermatologist-trusted, clinically proven prescriptions with ingredients that go beyond what over-the-counter products offer. Whether you prefer oral or topical treatments, Hers has you covered. Getting started is simple. Just fill out an intake form online, and a licensed provider will recommend a customized plan just for you. The best part? Everything is 100% online. If prescribed, your treatment ships right to your door. No pharmacy trips, no waiting rooms, and no insurance headaches. Plus, treatments start at just $35 a month. Start your initial free online visit today at forhers.com/talk. That's forhers.com/talk. Compounded products are not FDA approved or verified for safety, effectiveness, or quality. Prescription required. Price varies based on product and subscription plan. See website for full details, restrictions, and important safety information.
6 months from now, you could be running a 5K, booking that dream trip, or seeing thicker, fuller hair every time you look in the mirror. Through Hers, you can get dermatologist-trusted, clinically proven prescriptions with ingredients that go beyond what over-the-counter products offer. Whether you prefer oral or topical treatments, Hers has you covered. Getting started is simple. Just fill out an intake form online, and a licensed provider will recommend a customized plan just for you. The best part? Everything is 100% online. If prescribed, your treatment ships right to your door. No pharmacy trips, no waiting rooms, and no insurance headaches. Plus, treatments start at just $35 a month. Start your initial free online visit today at forhers.com/listen. That's forhers.com/listen. Compounded products are not FDA approved or verified for safety, effectiveness, or quality. Prescription required. Price varies based on product and subscription plan. See website for full details, restrictions, and important safety information.
What's the most savage thing karma did to someone X who lied in court? Story 1. My brother's ex-wife tried to lie in court and say he was abusive so she could get full custody of their two kids and move them out of state with her new boyfriend. She cried crocodile tears, even brought fake text screenshots trying to prove emotional abuse. My brother had receipts for everything. Every text, every call log, even home security footage showing her instigating fights. The kicker? Her new boyfriend was already on probation for domestic violence, something she conveniently forgot to mention. The judge ordered a full custody evaluation. Fast forward a few months, and not only did she lose custody entirely, but her boyfriend violated probation while the evaluator was visiting. She got arrested for obstruction and false testimony. My brother now has sole custody, and she's only allowed supervised visits. Karma brought down a thunderstorm on her lies. Story 2. My ex tried to ruin me financially and emotionally. She falsely accused me of hiding assets during our divorce and even claimed I'd been physically abusive in front of our kids, which was not only a lie, but she had no proof. Her lies dragged the court process for nearly 2 years. She cried wolf so many times that the judge finally ordered a forensic accounting and psychological evaluation for both parties. Turns out she was hiding assets, nearly $75,000 in a secret crypto wallet. She also failed her psych eval due to repeated lies and manipulation tactics. The judge wasn't amused. Not only was her testimony discredited, but she was fined for perjury and lost primary custody. Even her lawyer dropped her. Last I heard, she was couch surfing and blaming toxic men for her downfall. Sure, January. Story 3. Years ago, my cousin's ex-husband told the court she was unstable and an unfit mother, trying to win custody of their daughter. He even submitted witness statements from friends that turned out to be completely made up. Literally, he wrote them himself under fake names. He painted this narrative of her being negligent, unemployed, she wasn't, and an alcoholic, also false. But Karma had plans. One of the fake witnesses he listed ended up being a real person, who worked in law enforcement. She found out and reported him. That opened a can of worms. Investigators found email drafts of the fake statements and IP logs from his work computer. He was charged with fraud and perjury, sentenced to 6 months, and lost all parental rights. He now sends my cousin child support from behind bars. Poetic justice. Story 4. I was dating a guy for about 2 years before things went sour. When I broke up with him, he got bitter and accused me of stealing items from our shared apartment, then filed a small claims case. In court, he even brought fake receipts for a watch, a laptop, and a painting, things that I never touched or even liked. He said I sold them for quick cash. I didn't even need a lawyer. I pulled out my phone, opened Instagram, and showed photos from a party, one of which clearly had his new girlfriend wearing the watch he claimed I stole. The laptop was still synced to our shared Spotify account, which he was actively using, and the painting? My best friend had it the whole time because I gave it to her. Judge dismissed the case and fined him for wasting the court's time. A week later, I posted the court transcript, public record, to Reddit with all identifying details removed. Somehow it went viral. His new girlfriend saw it, realized how much he lied, and dumped him. Then she DM'd me to say, thank you. Karma came fast and didn't knock. Story 5. My dad's ex-wife was the definition of manipulative. When they divorced, she claimed he was violent and tried to get a restraining order. She even showed up to court in a neck brace, saying he pushed her down the stairs. The thing is, my dad was in another state during the alleged incident. Flight receipts, hotel records, credit card swipes, all proved his alibi. But she didn't stop. She forged emails, fabricated bruises using makeup, and got her sister to lie under oath. My dad kept quiet, let the evidence speak. And eventually, it did. A private investigator uncovered everything. The makeup purchases, emails she sent herself, even a Ring doorbell clip of her laughing and taking off the neck brace the same night she got hurt. Not only did she lose the case, but she was also charged with filing a false police report and attempting to defraud the court. Her career in social work ended overnight. The best part? She had been trying to write a memoir about surviving an abusive marriage and had already pitched it to a publisher. Needless to say, they ghosted her. Karma didn't just knock, it bulldozed. Story 6. My friend's ex-boyfriend was a real charmer, the kind who would cry in court while lying through his teeth. During their breakup, he told the court she was addicted to pills and had endangered their kid by passing out while driving. He even brought in evidence, photos of pill bottles and a screenshot of a text confession. Thing is, those pill bottles were from his prescription. And the text? He edited it. But the real twist? Her car had a dash cam. On the day he claimed she passed out, she was clearly driving perfectly fine, even singing with her daughter in the back seat.
This season, a new hot deal has arrived at Metro. $25 a line for 4 lines with all the data you need and 4 free Samsung Galaxy A15 5G phones. Getting Metro's best deals is easy. No ID required, no activation fees. Get a new number or keep your own. It's up to you. That's 4 lines for $25 a line plus 4 free phones. Visit a store or go online today. Only at Metro by T-Mobile.
When you join Metro Plus Tax, for a limited time and subject to change. Max 1 offer per account.
We interrupt this program to bring you an important Wayfair message. Wayfair's got style tips for every home. This is Styles McKenzie helping you make those rooms sing. Today's style tip. When it comes to making a statement, treat bold patterns like neutrals. Go wild, like an untamed animal print area rug under a rustic farmhouse table from Wayfair.com. Fierce. This has been your Wayfair style tip to keep those interiors superior.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
6 months from now, you could be running a 5K, booking that dream trip, or seeing thicker, fuller hair every time you look in the mirror. Through Hers, you can get dermatologist-trusted, clinically proven prescriptions with ingredients that go beyond what over-the-counter products offer. Whether you prefer oral or topical treatments, Hers has you covered. Getting started is simple. Just fill out an intake form online, and a licensed provider will recommend a customized plan just for you. The best part? Everything is 100% online. It prescribed, your treatment ships right to your door. No pharmacy trips, no waiting rooms, and no insurance headaches. Plus, treatments start at just $35 a month. Start your initial free online visit today at forhers.com/listen. That's forhers.com/listen. Compounded products are not FDA approved or verified for safety, effectiveness, or quality. Prescription required. Price varies based on product and subscription plan. See website for full details, restrictions, and important safety information.
6 months from now, you could be running a 5K, booking that dream trip, or seeing thicker, fuller hair every time you look in the mirror. Through Hers, you can get dermatologist-trusted, clinically proven prescriptions with ingredients that go beyond what over-the-counter products offer. Whether you prefer oral or topical treatments, Hers has you covered. Getting started is simple. Just fill out an intake form online, and a licensed provider will recommend a customized plan just for you. The best part? Everything is 100% online. If prescribed, your treatment ships right to your door. No pharmacy trips, no waiting rooms, and no insurance headaches. Plus, treatments start at just $35 a month. Start your initial free online visit today at forhers.com/talk. That's forhers.com/talk. Compounded products are not FDA approved or verified for safety, effectiveness, or quality. Prescription required. Price varies both on product and subscription plan. See website for full details, restrictions, and important safety information.
No erratic behavior. The dash cam also caught him planting the pill bottles in her purse a week earlier when he came over to talk. Not only did the judge toss out all his claims, but the court granted her a protective order. And he's now being investigated for child endangerment and tampering with evidence. The cherry on top? He bragged about his scheme to a mutual friend, who turned the audio over to her lawyer. Karma got him before the gavel even hit the bench. Story 7. I dated a woman who went full villain during our breakup. She lied in court, claimed I hit her, showed photos of bruises. Only problem was she used stock images she found online. No kidding. She downloaded pictures from a domestic violence awareness site and printed them out like they were her own. She didn't expect me to fight back. My lawyer ran a reverse image search and found every photo. When the judge asked her to explain, she said, "That's what I looked like, but the photos are just examples." Instant case dismissal. She wasn't done, though. Tried suing me for emotional distress afterward. This time, I countersued for defamation. Her entire online presence came back to bite her. Blog posts calling me the best partner ever. Instagram captions about how happy she was. Screenshots of her gushing over our relationship after the dates she claimed abuse happened. I won. She had to pay damages, issue a written apology, and delete every post. She now works at a coffee shop, and every time she lies, her nose doesn't grow, but her debt does. Story 8. A guy I knew in college tried to screw over his ex-husband during their divorce. He lied and told the court his ex was mentally unstable, cheated multiple times, and was financially manipulative. He played the victim so well, he initially got awarded the house and spousal support. But karma had a plan. He forgot one tiny detail. They had a smart home system. Their devices had synced voice memos, messages, and even audio recordings from their Google Home. His ex was able to retrieve data showing he was the one who cheated, emotionally abused, and lied about finances. One voice memo had him literally rehearsing his lies. In the retrial, the court reversed everything. His ex got the house back, all support canceled, and the liar was ordered to pay restitution for fraud. His reputation tanked. He was an up-and-coming influencer. But guess what? Someone leaked the audio on TikTok. His entire career disappeared in 48 hours. Never underestimate a smart home and karma working together. Story 9. My aunt's ex-husband is a real piece of work. He lied in court saying she emotionally traumatized their daughter and tried to isolate her from his side of the family. His goal? Full custody, no visitation. He even had a psychologist, his friend, write a bogus report supporting him. But my aunt kept quiet and let her receipts stack. She submitted phone recordings, school counselor statements, and even drawings from their daughter showing how much she missed her mom when she wasn't allowed to visit. The nail in the coffin was a voice memo from the daughter herself, telling her teacher that Daddy says if I say I like mommy, he'll be mad at me forever. The court ordered a full child welfare investigation. That friendly psychologist got discredited, and her ex was slapped with a no-contact order for psychological manipulation. Custody reversed, therapy mandated, and he's now only allowed monthly supervised visits. My aunt didn't scream or fight dirty. She let karma do the work, one page of evidence at a time. Story 10. Years ago, my roommate's ex-girlfriend accused him of being violent during their breakup. She filed a police report and got a temporary restraining order. In court, she cried. Said he threw her phone, locked her out of the apartment, and broke her laptop. She brought in the laptop, shattered screen and all. My roommate calmly handed over phone screenshots, showing she texted him from the supposedly destroyed phone the next day. He also had building security footage showing her keying his car that same night. But the best part? The laptop serial number didn't match the one he bought her. She broke her own laptop for court drama, then tried to use a different one to frame him. The judge saw through it instantly. Case dismissed. Then my roommate filed a civil case. She ended up having to pay for car damages and legal fees. It got worse. She had also lied on a job application about having a clean record. Once the court transcripts hit the background check, bye-bye new job. Karma made sure she got her own screen cracked, just not the one she planned. Story 11. My coworker went through a messy split with his ex-fiance. She tried to sue him for half the value of a business he built before they even met, claimed she helped in spirit and deserved compensation for her emotional labor. In court, she got theatrical, even said he wouldn't have succeeded without her support. What she didn't expect? The LLC registration predated their relationship by 2 years, and her support consisted of skipping meetings, bad-mouthing his clients, and accidentally emailing his vendor list to a competitor, which he also had proof of. The judge laughed when her lawyer tried to explain emotional labor as a financial contribution. Not only did she lose the claim, but she was ordered to pay his legal fees. Karma's encore? Her current boyfriend dumped her after seeing how far she went to lie under oath, and because she told him she was the one who started the company. Turns out karma comes with receipts and a courtroom mic. Story 12. My cousin's ex-wife faked being pregnant after their divorce just to try to force child support. She told the court she'd given birth to his son and even sent a doctored birth certificate. She wanted back pay, nearly $10,000. No hospital records, no photos, no witnesses. Just her word and a fake piece of paper. But karma came swinging in the form of a routine court-ordered paternity test. She stalled for weeks, tried to dodge it, even claimed the baby was sick. Finally, when the judge threatened jail time for contempt, she showed up with someone else's baby. Literally borrowed a child from her cousin, thinking no one would notice. The court did a DNA swab anyway. Results? 0% chance of paternity. Immediate perjury charges. She broke down in court, sobbing that she just needed help. Judge didn't care. She was fined, slapped with probation, and now her actual kids, from a previous relationship, live with their father full-time. Karma didn't just arrive. It escorted her out of the courthouse. Story 13. In my town, a local realtor's ex-husband tried to destroy her business out of spite. During their divorce, he claimed she was falsifying property inspections, bribing inspectors, and forging signatures. He brought witnesses to court who claimed they were scammed. Turns out, they were paid actors from Craigslist. But what sealed his fate? One of the fake witnesses accidentally left their script behind in the courthouse bathroom. Someone turned it in, and handwriting matched the ex's notebook, which had also been entered into evidence earlier. When questioned, the actor admitted he was paid $50 and had no idea it was a real court case. The fallout? Perjury, conspiracy to commit fraud, and obstruction. He lost everything. His business license, unrelated to hers, his standing in the community, and his visitation rights with their child. Meanwhile, her business tripled from the publicity. She even renamed her agency, Receipts Realty. Karma made her viral and very rich. Story 14. My neighbor's ex-girlfriend accused him of animal abuse to get back at him after he dumped her. She claimed he hurt their dog and should never be allowed pets again. Brought photos of the dog looking sad and said the vet found injuries. What she didn't know is that the vet she supposedly went to was his cousin. When the court subpoenaed the vet's records, there was nothing. In fact, the dog was in perfect health, and security footage from his apartment complex showed her hitting the dog when she came to pick up her stuff. She ended up being charged with animal cruelty and false reporting. The dog was awarded to my neighbor full-time, and she's banned from owning animals for 5 years. Even worse, she had been working as a vet tech, but lost her job the same week because the story hit local news. Karma didn't bark. It bit back. Story 15. Back in law school, one of my classmates went through a divorce that turned into a soap opera. His ex-husband told the court that my friend cheated constantly and emotionally tortured him. He had email proof and testimonies from friends. Except, he forgot that those friends were also my classmates. Not only did they deny the statements, they testified that the ex had asked them to help forge emails. One even had screenshots of the messages asking her to lie. To top it off, the proof email he submitted? My friend spotted a detail. It referenced a case we hadn't started studying until months after they broke up. Caught in a lie, the ex broke down in court and admitted he made the whole thing up. The judge sanctioned him and referred the case to the state bar, since he was trying to become a lawyer himself. That dream? Gone. My classmate went on to become a public defender. His ex? Working a customer support job, still bitter on Facebook. Karma passed the bar with flying colors. Story 16. A woman I knew from college divorced her husband and claimed he was emotionally manipulative and refused to help raise their kids. In court, she told the judge he abandoned her, never changed diapers, never went to a single parent-teacher conference. She was convincing, even brought in a fake journal where she logged every time he failed to show up. But her downfall? She forgot their family nanny followed her on social media. And this nanny had receipts. Hundreds of photos and videos of the dad feeding the baby, walking them to school, even reading bedtime stories. The nanny turned them in anonymously. Once the court reviewed the evidence, the tide turned. Her custody advantage flipped, and she was ordered to undergo therapy for emotional manipulation. Even worse, she'd posted a GoFundMe about her abandonment that raised over $6,000, which the donors sued her for after the truth came out. She lost custody, her public sympathy, and got slapped with fraud allegations. Karma showed up wearing nanny cam footage and a time-stamped smile. Story 17. My friend was falsely accused of harassment by her ex-girlfriend, who filed for a restraining order and told the court my friend wouldn't leave her alone after the breakup. She presented text messages, voicemails, and screenshots to support her story. What she didn't count on? My friend worked in IT and had her old phone, the one her ex had used before giving it back. Turns out, the ex had sent herself the threatening messages from spoofed numbers and used apps to fake call logs. It all got traced back to her Apple ID when my friend pulled metadata from the synced phone. The judge ordered a digital forensics expert to verify, and when it was confirmed, the restraining order was dismissed, and the ex was charged with filing a false claim and cyberstalking. My friend walked out of that courtroom calm and composed, while her ex was let out in handcuffs. Karma doesn't text. It subpoenas. Story 18. A guy from my gym went through a brutal breakup. His ex-boyfriend accused him in court of stealing a rare watch collection, said it was worth over $100,000 and last seen in his apartment. The guy denied everything, but his ex had photos and insurance docs to back it up. Things looked grim. Then one day, the guy posts a video to Reddit to ask for advice, and an eagle-eyed user spots the same stolen watch collection on the ex's new boyfriend's Instagram. Same setup. Same shelf, same lighting. Turns out the ex had moved the watches himself and lied under oath. The post went viral. Lawyers got involved, and the case was thrown out with prejudice. But it didn't end there. The ex lost his insurance policy for fraud and is now banned from multiple luxury watch forums where he tried to resell some of the pieces. Internet karma plus court karma? A devastating combo. Story 19. My uncle's ex-husband tried to sabotage his business out of revenge. Claimed in court that my uncle forged tax documents and laundered money through his landscaping company. He even went so far as to create a fake LLC with a similar name and tried to funnel evidence through it. But karma is patient and thorough. During a court audit, the IRS found inconsistencies in the accuser's financial records. Turns out he'd actually been using my uncle's business name on fraudulent loan applications for months. He was literally laundering money, just not the way he claimed. Not only did my uncle get completely cleared, but the ex was charged with wire fraud, identity theft, and attempting to pervert the course of justice. He's currently serving a federal sentence. Meanwhile, my uncle expanded his business and renamed it Phoenix Greens, because sometimes karma burns the liar and lets you rise from the ashes. Story 20. A girl I knew from high school married rich, divorced richer, or at least tried. She claimed in court that her husband had abused her, mentally and physically, and used dramatic diary entries and blurred photos as her proof. Everyone was stunned because the guy was super quiet and respectful, but she was believable, until one tiny mistake. She posted a TikTok behind-the-scenes clip where she jokingly showed herself staging the photos for court. Makeup bruises, messy hair, torn shirt. It was meant to be private. It got leaked. Her followers turned on her. Her legal team dropped her. And the judge reopened the case for perjury. She ended up forfeiting most of the settlement and was fined heavily for wasting court resources. Her social media presence? Gone. Her brand deals? Dropped. Karma didn't just expose her. It made her go viral for all the wrong reasons. Story 21. My best friend's ex-wife tried to sue him for alimony based on the claim that she gave up her career to support him during their marriage. She told the court she'd turned down multiple job offers to be his homemaker and demanded ongoing monthly support to recover lost time. What she didn't count on, my friend had helped her start a small online business, and he had proof he financed it. PayPal receipts, domain registration, inventory invoices, and even emails where she thanked him for making her dreams come true. The real kicker? She posted about her business milestones on LinkedIn during the divorce, saying she built everything on her own. When her lawyer saw the contradictions, they tried to quietly settle, but it was too late. The judge tossed the alimony request and made her pay his attorney fees for trying to mislead the court. Even worse, the divorce proceedings exposed how she used her business to dodge taxes. IRS came knocking, and karma came collecting. Story 22. A girl I worked with had a boyfriend who turned psycho after she left him. He filed a police report claiming she'd keyed his car, smashed his window, and slashed his tires. He showed photos and even gave timestamps to back it up. She was nearly charged until one weird detail saved her, his neighbor's parrot. Yes, you read that right. Turns out the bird squawked full sentences. One of them? Jared, no! Stop hitting the car. The neighbor had installed a Nest camera outside his unit to record the bird's funny outbursts. The footage clearly showed Jared himself staging the entire thing, hitting his own car with a crowbar while occasionally yelling for effect. The charges were dropped instantly. Instead, he got slapped with a false report charge and paid out in small claims court for damages to his own car. The story went viral in our town, and to this day, people still say Jared no when they see someone doing something shady. Karma has feathers and perfect comedic timing. Story 23. My former boss went through a messy divorce where his ex-husband claimed he was hiding assets in offshore accounts, said there was a secret stash in the Cayman Islands, and submitted blurry screenshots of a fake account portal as proof. The court ordered a forensic accountant, and surprise. Not only were there no hidden funds, but the screenshots were edited versions of a demo banking site. He had literally Googled offshore banking example and tried to pass it off in court. But here's the real twist. While digging into financials, the accountant did find a secret account held by the ex. It had over $60,000 from an undisclosed consulting gig that he failed to report. The judge reversed the alimony decision and ordered the ex to pay restitution for fraud. He lost his case, his credibility, and his actual job. Turns out his employer didn't like moonlighting under oath. My boss now calls it the most satisfying spreadsheet he's ever reviewed. Story 24. This woman I know from a parenting group divorced her husband and lied in court, saying he was verbally abusive to their autistic son. She claimed he triggered meltdowns, ignored the child's needs, and refused to attend therapy. The judge initially leaned her way until the therapist showed up. Unbeknownst to her, the therapist had audio recordings, with consent, from joint sessions. Not only did the dad show compassion, but the mom could be heard mocking her own child, even complaining about the cost of therapy. To make it worse, a deleted Facebook post was recovered by a tech-savvy mutual friend. In it, she joked about pretending to care about sensory toys to win court points. The judge was livid. She lost all credibility, and custody went 70-30 in the father's favor. The therapist even reported her to child services for emotional neglect. Karma didn't just settle the score. It protected the one person who deserved it most, the kid. Story 25. An old friend's ex-fiancé sued him for emotional damages after he called off the wedding. She claimed he publicly humiliated her, sent cruel messages, and destroyed her wedding career. She was trying to be an influencer. She presented screenshots, emails, and even claimed he leaked her private photos. She forgot that he never had her photos to begin with, because she'd blocked him everywhere right after the breakup. He hired a digital forensics expert who traced the email leak to an IP registered to her own apartment. Turns out she created a burner account to email her own photos to gossip pages, then blamed him. When she realized she was caught, she tried to backtrack and say it was a performance piece. The judge dismissed the case with prejudice, fined her for filing a frivolous suit, and issued a warning that if she tried anything similar, she'd face criminal charges. Her influencer career tanked. Even her followers dragged her. Karma doesn't follow for clout. It unfollows loud and fast. Story 26. A distant relative of mine went through a nasty custody battle where his ex-girlfriend claimed he was a drunk and left their toddler alone at night. She even showed court photos of beer bottles around a crib, trying to make it look like he was partying while parenting. Too bad for her. The evidence was actually staged in her own apartment. She forgot that her building had a maintenance crew that logged key entries. The night the pictures were taken, she was home, and he had never been there. Security footage showed her entering her unit with a six-pack and a baby doll. Once it all came out, the judge not only dismissed her claims but labeled her a manipulative witness with malicious intent. My relative got full custody, and she was ordered to attend a parenting program before any future visitation. Karma didn't just check receipts. It reviewed the building's entry logs, too. Story 27. My old classmate's ex-husband accused her of vandalizing his new car with spray paint, claiming she wrote liar across the hood and keyed every panel. He filed charges and even sued her in civil court for emotional distress. Problem was, she had a rock-solid alibi. She was at a work conference hours away, with time-stamped badge scans and selfies with coworkers to prove it. Still, the guy doubled down and brought in a friend to testify he saw her nearby. Turns out that friend had a pending theft case and was on probation. When my classmate's lawyer cross-examined him, he crumbled and admitted they made it all up. Security footage later showed the ex-husband vandalizing his own car. Charges against her were dropped, and he was fined, ordered into counseling, and lost his job after his company found out about the fraud. She didn't just win the case, she won back her peace. Karma turned his fake drama into very real consequences. Story 28. There was a guy in my town who married a wealthy woman and, during their divorce, told the court he deserved half her inheritance because he supported her mental health and was the inspiration behind her success. The woman was an author with a best-selling novel and a big movie deal. He even brought in old journals of hers as evidence, except he stole them from her private drawer without permission, and the entries were completely out of context. He highlighted lines where she said things like, "He believed in me when no one else did," conveniently skipping pages where she called him controlling, lazy, and manipulative. Her lawyer turned the tables by calling in her publisher, who confirmed she'd written the book before they even met. The film rights deal had been in negotiation months before the marriage, and every contract was in her maiden. Then she submitted texts he sent bragging about cashing in. The judge denied his claim completely and referred the journal theft to police. The guy ended up charged with invasion of privacy and had to pay her legal fees. The best part? She wrote a sequel, loosely based on the court case, and the ex is now forever fictionalized as a greedy narcissist. Karma gave her a plot twist and a bestseller. Story 29. One of my former professors had a wife who tried to destroy his academic reputation during their divorce. She sent anonymous tips to his university accusing him of sleeping with students, grading unfairly, and even falsifying research. She said it was her moral duty to stop him, but karma had its own syllabus. The university launched an internal investigation and found that all the emails had been sent from her home IP address. Worse, she'd used one of her old student logins to impersonate others. The school cleared his name, and he filed a defamation suit. In discovery, his attorney found private blog entries where she detailed her plan to ruin his life slowly and intelligently. It was like watching a bad villain monologue, except with timestamps. She lost the case, was fined, and had to issue a formal apology to the university. He got promoted the next semester. Her reputation, meanwhile, got tenure in the local gossip mill. Karma doesn't grade on a curve. Story 30. My friend's ex-boyfriend tried to get her evicted by lying to their landlord. He told the property manager she was operating a drug business out of her apartment and having shady people over at all hours. She found out when she got a surprise notice to vacate. Thankfully, she had cameras in her apartment for pet monitoring. Not only was there no shady activity, but it also caught him sneaking in while she was at work and planting little baggies in her drawers, probably to stage a future discovery. He still had a spare key she didn't know about. She showed the footage to the landlord and the police. The eviction was canceled, and he was arrested for trespassing and attempted entrapment. Even better, he was living in a rent-controlled unit through a housing program, and when the case hit court records, he was dropped from the program. She changed the locks, kept the apartment, and filed a restraining. Karma didn't just lock him out. It made sure he had nowhere to sneak back into. Story 31. A former neighbor of mine was going through a split from her fiancé and took him to small claims court, saying he stole a diamond ring she claimed was a family heirloom. She told the judge it had been in her family for generations and demanded $12,000 in compensation. The twist? The ring wasn't a family heirloom. It was a CZ, cubic zirconia, from a department store, and he had the receipt to prove it, bought for $129.99 on clearance. But he didn't just stop there. He brought in her own TikTok video from the year before, where she showed herself unboxing the ring and laughing. It looks so real, but it was dirt cheap. She even tagged the store for a fake engagement prank trend. The judge was stone-faced. Case dismissed with prejudice. She was warned about perjury and left court in total silence. A week later, the video resurfaced online with thousands of comments mocking her greed. Karma sparkled harder than that fake diamond. Story 32. A friend's ex-wife told the court he had abandoned their daughter and hadn't paid a dime of child support. She painted herself as the sole provider, struggling to make ends meet while he disappeared to avoid responsibility. She cried on the stand, talked about unpaid school bills, and even said their daughter had to share shoes with a cousin. What she didn't know, he'd been paying child support faithfully for 3 years, directly through the state. He had all the payment records and bank statements to prove it. She'd been cashing the checks, spending them on personal travel, and hiding it from both the court and her own family. The judge was furious. Not only was her testimony thrown out, but she was ordered to repay a portion of the funds, and her future payments were frozen until a financial monitor could be assigned. She went from trying to shame him to having to explain herself to her daughter and her lawyer. Karma didn't just show up. It itemized everything. Story 33. A guy I went to school with married young and divorced younger. During the court proceedings, his ex-husband said he was emotionally abusive, providing chat logs with nasty messages and name-calling to back it up. It honestly looked bad, until one detail gave it away. The messages were green bubble texts from an Android. My classmate had never owned anything but iPhones. He pulled up his Apple ID account and showed every text sent from iMessage, none of which matched the ones submitted. A quick look at the metadata revealed the messages were spoofed using a fake SMS app. His ex had fabricated them and even included a few that referenced events that hadn't happened yet, including a restaurant that hadn't opened at the time of the message. The court immediately dismissed the claims and launched a fraud investigation. The ex lost any right to alimony and is now blacklisted from several LGBTQ+ support organizations for faking domestic abuse. Karma was coded into every byte of that fake SMS. Story 34. My cousin's ex-boyfriend filed a harassment suit against her, claiming she wouldn't stop calling him, texting him, and even showing up to his workplace. He had call logs and screenshots of dozens of late-night messages. She was genuinely shocked because they hadn't spoken in months. Her phone number had changed and she'd blocked him everywhere. But in court, he had proof from a number very similar to her old one. Turns out he bought a burner phone, got a number that looked close to hers, and texted himself repeatedly for weeks. He then screenshot those messages and presented them as evidence. But here's where karma did its thing. The day of the final hearing, his burner phone went off in his pocket while court was in session, and it was a spam text from a dating app. The judge asked to see the phone, and when he hesitated, a bailiff stepped in. He was caught red-handed. The case was dropped, and he ended up with a restraining. Karma didn't even have to dial. It just let his burner phone blow up at the perfect moment. Story 35. An old roommate of mine got dragged into court by her ex-girlfriend, who claimed she'd stolen a rare, valuable guitar from her apartment during the breakup. She said it was a vintage Gibson Les Paul, and even brought in a photo of her holding it, claiming it was in the family for decades. My roommate denied everything, saying she never took anything but her clothes and books. The court was leaning toward a civil ruling until she noticed something weird about the photo. It was taken in a music store. She tracked down the store. The logo was barely visible in the mirror in the back, and they confirmed that photo was from a test session. The guitar had never been sold to her or her family. It had been back on the wall within 15 minutes. She showed all of this to the judge. Not only was the case dismissed, but the judge reprimanded the ex for filing false claims and banned her from bringing further action without legal representation. That family guitar she lied about? Still hanging on the wall in that store. And now the owner keeps a framed copy of the court transcript next to it as a joke. Karma riffs harder than any Gibson ever could. Story 36. A girl I knew in university broke up with her boyfriend after catching him cheating. Months later, he filed a complaint against her, saying she hacked his email and stole his crypto wallet info. He even brought forged screenshots of wallet transactions and claimed she ruined his finances. She was terrified. She barely knew how to open her own inbox, let alone hack someone. Luckily, she got a lawyer who dug into the evidence. And that's when karma hit. The wallet ID he claimed was his? It was hers. She'd opened it 3 years earlier, and the email linked to it still had a welcome message addressed to her. Even better, the crypto had grown significantly, and he was trying to steal it by claiming ownership through court. The judge dismissed his complaint and advised her to file a counterclaim. She did, and not only kept the wallet, but was awarded damages for emotional distress and legal fees. His account? Locked for attempted fraud. Karma came encrypted and blockchain verified. Story 37. A former co-worker's ex-husband tried to get out of paying child support by claiming their son wasn't biologically his. He demanded a paternity test and told the court she'd trapped him into fatherhood. He even suggested she had a history of sleeping around. She was devastated, not because of the test, but because of the humiliation. Still, she agreed. The test came back, 99.9999% his. But she didn't stop there. She brought receipts, love letters from him during her pregnancy, photos of him kissing her belly, a baby name list he had written, and emails where he referred to the child as my legacy. The judge wasn't impressed by the DNA drama. He was ordered to pay backdated child support with interest. But Karma wasn't finished. His boss, who was in court as a witness for character reference, didn't know about the paternity stunt and fired him the next day for conduct that violated company values. Moral of the story: if you're going to lie in court, don't do it with your own face all over the baby album. Story 38. My aunt's ex-husband tried to convince the court she was mentally unstable by presenting her therapy records. He said she had episodes, violent outbursts, and was unfit to parent their son. He waved around documents that looked official and swore they were legitimate notes from her psychiatrist. But her actual psychiatrist was in court too, voluntarily. And when he took the stand, he calmly told the judge that those records were completely fabricated. The documents were printed from a fake letterhead the ex had downloaded online and filled in himself. He'd copied phrases from WebMD and thrown in clinical terms he thought sounded convincing. The psychiatrist explained it all, line by line, until the judge stopped him and asked the ex if he had anything to say. He tried to blame his lawyer, who immediately asked to withdraw from the case. My aunt ended up with full custody, and the ex was sanctioned for evidence tampering. He now has supervised visits only, and not with his kid, with a therapist. Karma doesn't care about your fake paperwork, but it will bring someone who knows the real thing. Story 39. A classmate's ex-fiancé sued him after he canceled their wedding, demanding reimbursement for emotional damages, dress fittings, and lost influencer deals. She was trying to turn their wedding into a lifestyle brand launch, and when it didn't happen, she blamed him for derailing her business. In court, she cried, told stories about being abandoned at the altar, and showed invoices for $10,000 plus worth of event planning. What she didn't expect? He had screenshots of her texts from the day before the breakup, where she told her best friend she was only in it for the followers and had a backup guy lined up if her fiancé freaked out. She also bragged in another message that she could spin it for sympathy and brand growth. The judge not only tossed the case, but warned her about abusing the legal system. The worst part for her? Her brand leaked the court docs, and the internet tore her apart. Sponsors dropped her. Her engagement post now lives on as a meme. Karma came in with receipts, timestamps, and a screenshot of her clout-chasing downfall. Story 40. This story comes from a friend in real estate. Her ex-boyfriend sued her for stealing intellectual property, claiming she used his house design to build a new property she was flipping. He brought blueprints and swore under oath that he sketched the original layout and she stole it after they broke up. She was confused, then furious, because those blueprints were hers, drafted by a licensed architect she'd been working with long before they even met. Her lawyer subpoenaed the architect, who showed up in court with time-stamped design files, email correspondence, and even voice notes of the planning sessions. Her ex-boyfriend had taken photos of her plans during their relationship and redrew them to look like his own. The judge shredded the claim, but Karma had a little something extra. The ex had recently started working as a freelance designer and had used these fake blueprints in his portfolio. His website? Reported for fraud and pulled down. His licensing application? Denied. His reputation? Gone. Karma doesn't just draw conclusions. It drafts the ending, too. Story 41. A guy my brother used to work with tried to lie in family court by claiming his ex-wife was a danger to their kids because she had ties to a cult. He brought in printed screenshots from a spiritual retreat she'd gone to, claimed it was a fringe religious group, and told the court she was trying to indoctrinate the children. What he didn't realize? The retreat wasn't secret or shady. It was a well-known wellness program run by a nonprofit, with family-friendly events, yoga sessions, and even kids' workshops. She brought in character references from organizers, photos of her kids happily attending with other families, and a letter of support from a social worker who volunteered there. The judge wasn't amused by his fear-mongering, but it didn't end there. When it came out that he'd doctored some of the images to make them look more cult-like, the court slapped him with a fine and ruled him out of primary custody due to willingness to fabricate harmful narratives. The ex-wife didn't even need to retaliate. Karma exposed every pixel of his lie. Story 42. My cousin dated a woman who was obsessed with becoming a high-end divorcee. After things went south, she tried to drag him into court, claiming he promised her lifetime support in exchange for quitting her job and managing his home life. They weren't even married. She came in dressed like a millionaire widow, brought spreadsheets of fake income projections she lost, and said she was owed over $150,000 in lifestyle damages. But here's the twist. My cousin had been vlogging their relationship as part of a couple's fitness channel. In multiple videos, she bragged about how she worked remote, said she didn't believe in marriage, and literally called herself the backup plan if everything else fails. The judge reviewed the public content, rolled his eyes, and dismissed her entire case, even lectured her about weaponizing false emotional contracts. She became known online for the loss when a legal commentary channel covered the case. The clip went viral. Karma didn't have to testify. It just let her speak on camera first. Story 43. A woman I worked with got slapped with a restraining order by her ex-boyfriend after he claimed she was stalking him post-breakup. He said she showed up at his house, messaged his new girlfriend, and tried to get him fired from his job. She was stunned. None of it was true. He submitted printed messages and screenshots to prove harassment. Her lawyer had everything analyzed. Guess what? The metadata from the screenshots pointed right back to his own phone. He'd created fake social accounts pretending to be her and sent himself creepy messages to build a case. But karma came faster than expected. During the hearing, his phone, which he claimed he didn't use for those accounts, buzzed with a password reset request for one of the fake profiles. He tried to ignore it, but the judge saw. She walked out with the restraining order against him. He got charged with filing a false report and cyber harassment. His new girlfriend dumped him immediately in the parking lot. Karma doesn't stalk. It just shows up with better evidence. Story 44. My aunt's ex-husband tried to get her cut off from their joint investment property by claiming she had abandoned it for over a year and refused to contribute. He told the court he'd paid all taxes, handled repairs, and had been the sole maintainer of the asset. But his arrogance caught up with him. My aunt had been keeping records. Every single transaction, every Venmo payment to the contractors, every receipt for paint, roofing, and even snacks for the workers. She also had dated photos of herself physically helping renovate, one of which accidentally featured him in the background, sipping a soda and watching. The court sided fully with her and ordered a 70-30 split in her favor based on contribution. He tried to appeal, but karma came in the form of an audit. The court's financial review showed he had been underreporting rental income for 2 years. She kept the property. He got hit with back taxes. Karma came with a spreadsheet and a time-stamped photobomb. Story 45. A guy in my old apartment building tried to sue his ex-girlfriend for damaging his career by spreading rumors that he was cheating during their relationship. He said it caused him to lose a major promotion and irreparably harmed his reputation. His main proof? A letter from his boss stating he'd been passed over due to internal tension. But during discovery, her lawyer reached out to the company, and they had never issued such a letter. He'd typed it up, forged a signature, and printed it on fake letterhead. Worse? The company ended up firing him for using its name in court under false pretenses. The case was thrown out instantly, and the judge warned him about the criminal implications of forging a professional document. His ex didn't even press further. Karma already delivered. He lost his job, his lawsuit, and the respect of every tenant in the building when the story made the rounds. Karma doesn't need to ruin your reputation. Sometimes it just lets you do it yourself. Story 46. A woman I know went through a brutal breakup, and her ex-boyfriend claimed she'd stolen his rare comic book collection, allegedly worth thousands. He told the court she took them out of spite when she moved out. He even submitted old photos of his collection, complete with timestamps and before and after images of the empty shelves. She calmly waited until her turn in court, then handed the judge an email he sent her 2 weeks before the breakup, offering to sell the collection for rent money. He even listed them on eBay and bragged in a group chat, which she printed, that some nerds bought it all in one night. He tried to backpedal, But the nail in the coffin was PayPal receipts she had stored from when she helped him ship out the comics, all under his name. Not only did the judge toss his claim, but he was fined for filing a frivolous lawsuit. And to make it worse, his ex used the whole courtroom transcript as a hilarious storytime video, which went viral on TikTok. Karma got archived, shipped, and delivered, just like the comics. Story 47. My friend's ex-husband tried to claim she was hiding income during their divorce proceedings. She ran a handmade jewelry side hustle on Etsy, and he told the court she was making thousands under the table and using it to avoid splitting assets. He even printed out screenshots of jewelry listings and tried to pass them off as proof of massive sales, but she'd kept meticulous records and provided her Etsy backend, showing total profits for the year had been under $1,200 after materials and shipping. Most months, she was barely breaking even. She even brought in a tax professional to verify every transaction. The bombshell? He, on the other hand, had been renting out his vacation cabin on Airbnb for nearly a year without reporting a single cent. And that was discovered when he smugly bragged about passive income on a public Facebook post during the trial. The judge docked him for financial non-disclosure and awarded her a larger share of the marital assets. Karma didn't need to wear jewelry. It just let him talk himself into a loss. Story 48. A classmate's ex-girlfriend accused him of academic misconduct to get him expelled after they broke up. She claimed he paid someone to write his thesis, submitted fake citations, and threatened to report him unless he made things right financially. It almost worked. The university began an investigation, and he was temporarily suspended. But instead of panicking, he calmly worked with a professor to verify his citations, retrieve archived email drafts, and locate time-stamped cloud backups of every chapter he'd written, including voice memos detailing his research process. When the truth came out, it backfired. The university found she had previously plagiarized a paper, and the review of her account showed she'd downloaded third-party essay content the week before she made her accusations. She was expelled, and his name was cleared. The most satisfying part? His thesis was later published and got academic recognition, with a special thanks section that included the phrase, "Dedicated to those who underestimated the truth." Karma graduated with honors that day. Story 49. My neighbor's ex-wife tried to sue him for pet abandonment. She claimed he left their dog behind without care or food after moving out, trying to paint herself as the sole rescuer. She even submitted photos of the dog looking malnourished, and a vet bill she said she paid alone. But he showed up with the actual facts. The dog had been left in his custody with her written agreement, and the photos she submitted, taken months earlier when the dog had a temporary illness. He had updated vet records showing consistent appointments and perfect health, plus video of the dog happily playing in his backyard after the date she claimed abandonment. Turns out, she only filed the case because she wanted to keep the dog after her new boyfriend bonded. The court ruled in his favor, dismissed her claims, and issued a warning about abusing legal resources for emotional manipulation. Karma didn't just fetch. It stayed, rolled over, and exposed every lie. Story 50. A guy in my extended circle accused his ex-fiancée of wrecking his car in a jealous rage. He said she keyed the word cheater into the hood, poured sugar in his gas tank, and slashed the tires. He filed a police report and presented security cam footage from a gas station near his place, except the footage was blurry and didn't show her face. She was about to get charged until a local car modding group identified a key detail. The vandal was wearing a rare, limited edition sneaker only released in men's sizes, and matching exactly the ones the guy had posted on Instagram just a week before. Further digging revealed he'd staged the entire thing to get insurance money and to frame her out of revenge. Police reopened the case, and not only was she cleared, but he was charged with insurance fraud. His premiums skyrocketed, and his social media, which he used to brag about his perfect life, went dead silent. Karma didn't just clear her name, it laced up and walked all over his scheme.
Hey, baseball fans, go yard with BetMGM, the sportsbook born in Vegas. Enjoy top odds on your favorite home run bets, fast and convenient ways to play same-game parlays, special boosts and tokens, and so much more. From the first pitch to the game-winning fireworks, there are more ways than ever to supercharge your excitement. Download the BetMGM app and get your piece of MLB action. BetMGM is an official partner of Major League Baseball. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. See BetMGM.com for terms. 21 plus only. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER available in the U.S. For New York, 8778-HOPE-NY. Or text HOPE-NY-467-369. For Arizona, 1-800-NEXT-STEP. For Massachusetts, 1-800-327-5050. For Iowa, 1-800-BETS-OFF. For Puerto Rico, 1-800-981-0023. First bet offers for new customers only. All other promotions for existing customers. Subject to eligibility requirements. In partnership with Kansas Crossing Casino and Hotel. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
We interrupt this program to bring you an important Wayfair message. Wayfair's got style tips for every home. This is Styles McKenzie helping you make those rooms sing. Today's style tip. When it comes to making a statement, treat bold patterns like neutrals. Go wild, like an untamed animal print area rug under a rustic farmhouse table from Wayfair.com. Arr, fierce. This has been your Wayfair style tip to keep those interiors superior.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
6 months from now, you could be running a 5K, booking that dream trip, or seeing thicker, fuller hair every time you look in the mirror. Through Hers, you can get dermatologist-trusted, clinically proven prescriptions with ingredients that go beyond what over-the-counter products offer. Whether you prefer oral or topical treatments, Hers has you covered. Getting started is simple. Just fill out an intake form online, and a licensed provider will recommend a customized plan just for you. The best part? Everything is 100% online. If prescribed, your treatment ships right to your door. No pharmacy trips, no waiting rooms, and no insurance headaches. Plus, treatments start at just $35 a month. Start your initial free online visit today at forhers.com/talk. That's forhers.com/talk. Compounded products are not FDA approved or verified for safety, effectiveness, or quality. Prescription required. Price varies based on product and subscription plan. See website for full details, restrictions, and important safety information.
6 months from now, you could be running a 5K, booking that dream trip, or seeing thicker, fuller hair every time you look in the mirror. Through Hers, you can get dermatologist-trusted, clinically proven prescriptions with ingredients that go beyond what over-the-counter products offer. Whether you prefer oral or topical treatments, Hers has you covered. Getting started is simple. Just fill out an intake form online, and a licensed provider will recommend a customized plan just for you. The best part? Everything is 100% online. If prescribed, your treatment ships right to your door. No pharmacy trips, no waiting rooms, and no insurance headaches. Plus, treatments start at just $35 a month. Start your initial free online visit today at forhers.com/listen. That's forhers.com/listen. Compounded products are not FDA approved or verified for safety, effectiveness, or quality. Prescription required. Price varies based on product and subscription plan. See website for full details, restrictions, and important safety information.